This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, Go Cards, your sports station.
Thank you, Paul Anthony, and we just had a very excellent JV game, won by Chippewa 55-53, but Dave Check, credit Eau Claire North. They get three late free throws to force the overtime. And so for the second time this season already, the Chi-High JV going into overtime.
Yeah, pressure free throws for Eau Claire North. Number, I think you had number 22 there.
Came 12.
In, number 12 came in off the bench, right. I think, to shoot the last second, 1.2 seconds left on the clock. Three-pointer got fouled and calmly hit all three.
Right.
But 11 points in overtime for Chi-High. Three-pointers from Dickerson, Nichols, and Lakia, and also an additional two from Lakia. And that does it for the Cardinals as they win by two in a very hotly contested JV game.
Wasn't it Laquia's three that put him ahead for good? I think that was the game winner for him.
Yeah, so he really kind of stepped ahead. You can see out of the corner of my eye here, Coach Aaron Kinez. Wasn't a three that was advised by the coach. A very deep three, but it went in, and that did seal it.
He was feeling it. All right, so 55-53, Chi-High JV win. It's a busy night here tonight. You've got the theater department, a play being put on. And we'll try to let you know about the FPLA's foster care donation drive going on through December 13th. But Eau Claire North comes in here 0-3. They've lost one conference game to Menominee 62-45. And they've got their first-year head coach, a veteran from Elk Mound, Michael Kessler. But he'd been a JV coach with Memorial, so he's accustomed to the BRC. He'll be our first of our two coaches' interviews in a moment. Meanwhile, other losses, they lost at Wausau West 58-42, Menominee at home 62-45, and at La Crosse Central on Tuesday night 70-54. Chi-High comes in here 2-1. Their first loss of the season suffered Tuesday night at home to Stevens Point 60-59. Coach Prue's going to talk about that in the beginning of our interview with him, but hey, Chi-High liking where they're at so far.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting matchup, very different than what we've seen in years past out of these two teams. Eau Claire North has had a really good run in basketball for a number of years. Last year, I think they finished in the middle of the pack while Chi-High was in the bottom of the pack. But previous years, it's been a pretty good battle with Eau Claire North being on top of the pack for the majority. This should be a chance for Chi-High to get even on some of that.
So the Cardinals with three other teams at 1-0 in the Big Rivers Conference, taking on one of the teams that's 0-1, Eau Claire North. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the first of two coaches' conversations. We'll hear from the first-year head coach of the Eau Claire North Huskies when we come back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Coach Mike Kessler, first-year head coach of Eau Claire North. Coach, welcome to the Big Rivers.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tell us about you at Elk Mound previously.
Yeah, past 6 years was over there coaching their varsity team. And prior to that, I was actually in the Big Rivers as well. I was the JV coach at Eau Claire Memorial. So, you know, I have some knowledge of the Big Rivers.
Chahai coming in here tonight. Coming off of a scintillating contest against Stevens Point the other night, what do you see in them so far?
Well, you know, just like a typical Chippewa Falls teams, boy, they play really hard, play really good defense. You know, they're patient offensively, really try to manipulate you and get the shot that they want. So certainly a challenge for us.
Certainly Minarski and Tomczak stand out at the top of the list.
Yeah, I mean, certainly those guys are the ones, you know, right now early in the season putting the ball through the hoop the most, and we talked a lot about them the past few days, so we're hoping to do our best.
Meanwhile, give me an overview on your start so far.
You know, we a pretty typical start to what a really young team with very little experience would do. You know, I thought we played our best on Tuesday against our, you know, most quality opponent so far in La Crosse Central. You know, so kids are growing up really fast, and we hope that continues.
And I guess this Burroughs kid, a freshman, 12 points for you the other night.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of handcuffed a little bit. Our leader and point guard, Averon Sanzana, went down with an ACL injury against Menominee a week ago. And then earlier this week, we were dealing with, you know, what, one time we had three kids home with the flu or an ear infection, something. So, you know, we were really hurting for numbers, and Tyler's been working really hard. He's a skilled basketball player that has put in a lot of time and had a really quality night for his first ever varsity game.
For sure. And for you guys, the key to this road game here against Chippewa tonight?
You know, I think we need to compete on the boards. We've been out-rebounded in every game that we've played so far. And we need to do a better job there.
Coach Kessler, good to meet you, and wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Mike Kessler, head coach of Eau Claire North, will come back with Jason Prue of the Cards in a moment on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Chahai Boys Hoops here for a Friday night. The Cardinals in Eau Claire North, the rivalry here in the Chippewa Valley. But first off, Coach Jason Prue, take us back. Boy, quite a game the other night, Chahai and Superior and Stevens Point.
Yeah, we kind of started out a little slow, a little flat, and then we woke up and played a great second half. We stormed right back, and it was a tight game throughout the second half, and we made some big plays down the stretch. Kansas Smith took a big charge at the end, hit a big three with 30 seconds left to put us up by two. Played some great defense on the other end, and three guys diving on a loose ball, and it kind of squirts out and got a bad bounce and went right to their best shooter, and he bounced one in on a double bouncer, and we had a chance at the end too. Kansas made another really nice pass out of a baseline out of bounds play to Jackson Tom's at with 0.4 seconds left, and just a bad bounce and it didn't bounce in. So we got to start a little bit quicker. We can't have those lulls in the first half. That's what kind of cost us the last game. But I'm really proud of the way that we battled back and competed and gave ourselves a chance.
I mean, great basketball tradition at Stevens Point, certainly at the highest level. Just talking with you before this interview, one of the Hauser brothers for the Celtics, a key contributor there. And so that's pretty cool from high school to the NBA. And certainly people have talked for years about the large enrollment at Stevens Point. So pretty good early season test for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the non-conference games that we want. That's the ones. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones we try to schedule. Even Medford doing that one and having to go there and play a tough one. And then having Stevens Point and then getting on Alaska on Monday. And just all those non-conferences we schedule, we try to get the best opponents so that we're ready to get better.
Hmm. And tonight, I mean, Eau Claire North here, conference play, you guys with three others at 1-0 in the conference. North still looking for their first win.
Yeah, it's going to be another one of those years where top to bottom, night in and night out, anybody can beat anybody, and it's going to be a fight all year. So North's coming in, they're hungry, they're playing for a new coach, and they play really, really hard, and they got some guys that can put the ball in the bucket, and it's going to be another tough task.
Have you seen any changes, differences, offensive, defensively with Coach Kessler?
They're a little bit different. Obviously, Todd Marks being there ran that chin action with the guy at the free throw line. They're a little bit more spread out offensively, but same concepts. They're still back screening. They're still backdoor cutting and penetrating gaps and moving the ball really well. So the Todd Marks effect is still in full effect. So.
Lastly, for you guys, I mean, you know, Minarski and Tomczak may lead the way in scoring, but there's Kansas at 9 a game, and you mentioned his name a couple of times earlier about the late going. I mean, this is really, I get the sense, this is really a team effort. This team is cohesive.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a bunch of guys that play really well together. They've been playing with each other for a really long time, and we go deep. Jackson Google comes off the bench, but obviously he's one of the main contributors of our team, and it just shows how deep we are and the guys that we can rely on.
Our Cardinal Countdown conversation with Chahai head coach Jason Prue, Mark Halverson, Dave Check, as we're counting it down inside of a minute and a half left on the clock here. We better get to the Toyson Ford keys to the game. It's time for that. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Check, how about it?
Well, as I told you with the girls game, when you're dealing with the first game of the year that I haven't seen either of these two play, it's really hard to come up with anything but a platitude. So usually on the first game, I just punt for you and say the team that scores more points is going to win this game.
Having said that, it is interesting that the North coach talked about rebounds. They've been out-rebounded in every game. We've talked about it sometimes, I think, with the Chahai girls. The game we did last Friday night, right? We saw the offensive rebounds being had, so keep an eye on that maybe.
Yeah, and Chahai's definitely got an advantage of that as we were looking at Tomczak, 8.3 a game, Minarski 7.7, number 4 and 5 in the conference respectively. Eau Claire North not even up there, so that certainly is going to be a weakness for them tonight.
Chahai and Eau Claire North, we got it for you. Coming next, stick around. Starting lineups not far away on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Chahai and North coming next.
Northwestern Bank. delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
550 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Bobby. Oh, Jet Bobby. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio, and Dave Hansen is our public address announcer.
Senior number 5, CJ Shepler. A 6-foot junior, number 11, Tyler Johnson. A 6-foot sophomore, number 14, Elliot Besson. A 6'1 sophomore, number 15, Aaron Gust. And a 6'6 junior, number 24, Andrew Roxbold. Head coach of the Huskies is Michael Kessler, assisted by David Smith. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. A 6-foot senior, number 3, Christian Crumbaker. A 5'11 senior, number 4, Kansas Smith. A 6'7 senior, number 5, Jackson Tomczak. A 6'5 senior, number 15, Trent Lindner. And a 6-foot senior, number 44, Mason Minarski. Head coach of the Cardinals is Jason Brew, assisted by Jason Nichol. Your officials for tonight's contest are Ryan Nelson, Tyler Nelson, and Jeremy Lane. Let's play basketball.
All right, very good.
Very exciting student section right now. Eau Claire North students look a little bit more excited than ours.
Yeah, you kind of picked up on that in the JV game. It was a little louder crowd noise, right?
I'd like to see our crowd get into it a little bit more. Hopefully they give them something to get into.
And chasing it to the far side, the Huskies, and
that's
out of bounds.
That's going to go as a turnover. So if they give them possession, which I think they had, he then turned it over by stepping out.
That seems cruel, Dave.
Well, we're going to give him a turnover right from the start.
Right from the get-go. All right. And 17:55 to go. 2:18 and a half. North dressed in those powder blue, kind of North Carolina blue uniforms with the darker blue numerals and some white lettering. Chai in the home white with the red numerals and lettering and the red trim. Chai going left to right, and there's Crumbaker to shoot and hit a three-pointer. Underway, and the Cardinals lead it 3-0.
Don't get any better of a start than that. Crumbaker with a nice open look, takes it, hits it.
Absolutely. And now North brings it the other way, down 3-0. They are 0-3 as a team so far. gave you those three losses and the scores earlier. Three-point attempt on the way. Right side, no good. Good rebound by Minarski. He's been averaging 8 rebounds a game. Missed shot by, look like Ryan Smith. There's a three.
Kansas Smith. It.
So 2 3-pointers, and it's 6-0. And not the leading scorers either. You got Kansas Smith, and also you got Krumbaker. Working it around, and there's a loose ball stolen away. Krumbaker advancing the ball quickly for the Cards to the other end. Smith going to lay it up and in. And 8-0, and North wants a timeout to talk about it. 8-0, and Chi High, Oakland North, doesn't know what's hit them on WOGO Sports.
And that would be quiet their crowd down as they're all sitting there silent right now.
Back in half a minute.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Eight nothing Chippewa out of the gate. You got a three by Christian Krumbaker and 5 straight points from Kansas Smith. North already charged with 2 turnovers, and I don't think the Huskies know what hit them. Good timeout here by Mike Kessler.
Yeah, exactly, and I was just making sure the possession arrow is facing Chi High right now, so that was barely a possession in the corner on the tip-off that he wound up stepping out of bounds. So that is what's going to happen there. They get the tip, a turnover, and we got the possession arrow.
Again, Chi High with a couple of road wins at Medford and then at Rice Lake. We kept track of that for you last Friday, and then the narrow home loss to Stevens Point the other night. Here come the Huskies looking to draw first blood here, get into the scoring column if they can. And Tyler Johnson on top gets it off to 15. Gust, 6'1 sophomore, working left side to Johnson. Johnson, aggressive man-to-man defense from Jackson Tomczak out on him. Bounce pass over to the left corner, gets it off to Elliott Besson, their leading scorer, basically at 11 a game. They had a freshman, Tyler Barrows, had 12 in the one game he played. Air ball shot, no good from C.J. Shepler, the 6'1 senior. Cards bring it the other way.
Oh, this is a
three-pointer. Minarski off the mark, no. Tomczak fighting for the rebound, and the Huskies come away with it.
That was probably the best look we've had. Minarski was wide open on that one. He's not going to miss that too often.
No, he's not. 8-0 Chippewa. Huskies getting a break on that one. Working around on the outside. Penetration into the lane. Jump stop and good for Elliott Besson. Their first two, 8-2 Cardinals. Kansas Smith into the forecourt. Krumbaker left side. Tomczak. Jackson off to a great start. 15 point. Oh, Minarski a deep three off the front iron. No. Fighting for the rebound. Down low. Up. No good. Blocked shot that time. Trent Linder had it. And finally, Minarski gets it to go on the rebound. But there's those offensive rebounds, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of offensive rebounds give Minarski that tip. I think Lindner got an offensive rebound
in
there.
Yep, he did. And a blocking foul on the Cards, and Tomczak's going to get his first person. Oh, make it Kansas Smith. All right, Kansas Smith first personal.
And I think Minarski is the one that got that tip to put
it
back in.
It was
so
Minarski,
offensive
right.
rebound for him as well. Kansas Smith, meanwhile, did have one missed two for that second one, but 3 shots on that, and they finally go. So
15-20 left first half. Huskies basketball, trailing at 10-2 on the attack right to left. Get in a deep left corner, shot up by Gust. Got it, three-pointer for Aaron Gust, the 6'1 sophomore. Again, very young team, as Coach Kessler mentioned, but they've cut the lead to 10-5 now. Chi-Hi ball. Kansas Smith left side to Krumbaker. Krumbaker positioning himself, deep left corner. Gets it off Minarski. Back to Krumbaker. Minarski in the deep left corner. Picked up defensively there by Besson. On top, there's the shot. Swish! Three-pointer for Trent Lindner, and he makes it 13-5.
3 different Chi-Hi players with the three-point basket so far, and you know we're going to see one out of Minarski anytime.
And Minarski and Tomczak would be the two that you'd start with, but they haven't netted one. So that speaks well for the Cardinals' offensive attack, leading at 13-5 already. Their game sharpening up here in the early season. Coach Prue talking about playing that tough non-conference schedule, starting with Medford and then Stevens Point. penetrating gust gets it off on the left side, and we're going to have a travel called on into the game. That was the freshman, Tyler Barrows. He's the guy who dropped the 4 3-pointers.
Quick turnovers for Eau Claire North. First 6 minutes of this game.
14-10 left in the first half. Mark Howerson, Dave Check with the call on WOGO Sports. FM 103.1 AM 680 and live stream at wogo.com. Bounce pass down low, Kansas Smith. The little guy going to get it on top to Crumbaker. And a travel on Christian in the Cardinals turnover. 13:57 left first half. 13-5 Chippewa. The Cards have led by as many as 8 now a couple of different times. Into the forecourt come the Huskies. And again, the freshman, Tyler Barrows, on the right side. Go with Seibel. Seibel underneath, down low. They get it off to Gust. Shot blocked out of there with it, Minarski. Minarski gets it ahead on the break to Trent Linder. Linder back to Kansas Smith. They work it to Crumbaker into the paint. He'll take it. Hanging, missed the shot. Rebound, Huskies. Down with it is Carter Seibel, the 6'3 senior. Seibel in the backcourt gets it off to Aaron Gust. And working around the perimeter, long shot, right side, comes up a little bit short for Andrew Roxvald, the 6'6 junior, their leading rebounder, into the forecourt, Kansas Smith. Smith works it, looking outside. He'll get it to Crumbaker. Crumbaker to Jackson Tomczak. Again, Tomczak and Minarski haven't scored, but the Cardinals lead 13-5. Smith for three, comes up air ball, rebound Minarski. He'll try to toss it to a teammate, out to the Huskies. They want to run down the floor. And getting back Trent Linder, the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Chi-Hi basketball. What'd you see there?
Well, I was busy trying to figure out what occurred on the other
side. Well, it was good defense by Trent Linder to force the turnover is what it was, yeah.
Yeah, Minarski almost had that rebound on the other side, just so I can't really give him a possession. He never really had it, throwing it in.
Good hustle, though.
Yeah, both of these teams are definitely going at it. Like, this is a conference game that it is.
And a good warm-up earlier, the JV winning for the Cardinals, 55-53 in overtime. G. Mason out there for the Cards, number 14. And also you got number 11, Jackson Google, the 6-foot senior who's in there, coming in averaging 7 points a game off the bench. Right side, Minarski misses the shot. No, G. actually tipping at Zeke Johnson. But Huskies come away with it. Down 8, 13-5, trying to get that offense going. On the outside to Besson. Off to number 4, T.J. Johnson, and off the bench to 6'1 junior, number 4. Work it left baseline. Besson, kick it out. There's the freshman. Barrows off the left side of the rim, no good. And struggling, Minarski gets it ahead to Tomczak. Tomczak's spin move may have traveled.
I think they're going to...
Some contact. Okay, a blocking foul on the Huskies.
Yeah, I think you are right. That might have been a travel before the contact, but
again, I wasn't saying it for sure, but it just there was. He had the spin move, as you talk about the Euro step, right? So anyhow, 13-5, and Cards will get it in as the foul goes on number 12, Kyder Seibel, his first. Missed shot down low, and out of there with it, the Huskies. Cards in a bit of a cold spot right now, still leading it by 8, 13-5. Working on the outside, the Huskies into the deep left corner, off to T.J. Johnson, picked up defensively there by Mason Minarski. Three-point attempt, up, air ball, missed by Elliott Besson. Huskies rebound, recovered in the corner by Gust, no good. Cardinals out of there with it, Minarski, another carom, a long one, and now Jackson Google will bring it for Chi-Hi. Across the timeline, left side, G. Mason, picked up defensively there by Besson. Down low, Mason off the glass and two. And the Cardinals lead it 15-5.
Minarski not having any production yet on offense, really. He's got the 2 points, but lighting up rebounds, already got 4.
Yeah. 11:20 to go in the first half. Driving whistle and a foul as T.J. Johnson. Again, note for North. We saw him out here a little bit, but Averion Sands-Hanna, he was their starting point guard, and knee injury sidelining him. So that's a big loss for this Huskies team. And the foul going on Zeke Johnson, his first, and the Cards second as a team. On the outside, and carry is called on T.J. Johnson, so he turns it over for the Huskies. 11-11 left first half, Chippewa ball leading it 15-5. Cards 2-1 and 1-0 in the conference. Huskies 0-3, 0-1 at BRC. Bringing it down, Jackson Google again. Into the forecourt to Tomczak. The big fella looking for his first point. Spin, got it. Top of the key, but I think just a two-pointer, huh?
Yeah, turnaround two for Tomczak.
Makes it 17-5. Chippewa as he netted that one.
That's a tough one to stop with his height out there.
And working it on the outside, the Huskies. 10:40 left in the half of the Cardinals. On a 4-0 spurt right now, leading it 17-5, their biggest lead of the night at 12. Here's the freshman, Barrows. Errant pass, stolen away. Minarski had it, and
it's going to go to the Cardinals with a foul call in the scrum, but meanwhile, that's going to be a turnover for Eau Claire North.
And what do you got? How many total?
I got five for North, one for us.
I had us for six, so whatever, either way. I had them for six. I'm sorry, one for Chippewa. All right. And in the backcourt, it's going to be Zeke Johnson bringing it down for the Cardinals. Bounce pass off to Tomczak. Behind the arc, working around to Jackson Google. 11-on-11. Numbers wise, penetration from Johnson, kicks it out. Google left side. G Mason. G, bounce pass down low to Tomczak. Tomczak in the crowd, misses the shot, fights for his own rebound, has it knocked away, scoops it back to Johnson. He'll drive right side. Minarski, one dribble, shot on the way, got it. And the Cardinals go up 20-5. And a timeout, Eau Claire North. We'll take a break as well. Chippewa leading it by 15. And we're not even at the halfway part of the first half on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's all one word, StelterIncorporated.com. 20-5. Well, the Cards in a 7-0 run here.
And still don't have a three-pointer out of Tomczak yet.
He did get the two, that's right.
Minarski did, though, so we have four Chi-High players with a three-pointer.
And now Huskies, after their second timeout already in the first half, driving through the lane, up and off glass, and there is the points for Tyler Johnson, the 6-foot junior, making it 20-7, Chippewa. Cards into the forecourt. Jackson Tomczak kicks it left side, Minarski, Google, Tomczak posting left baseline, loses the ball, whistle and a foul.
They're going to call a charge on him.
Wow. Okay, on Jackson Tomczak.
So that's going to go as a turnover for us. And I got us bumped up stats-wise. Officially, you were correct. Six for them and three now for us.
Okay. And slight delay with 9:16 left here in the first half. And so Jackson Tomczak, first personal, third team foul on the Cards. And the Huskies with two. Huskies have burned two of their five timeouts for the game already. But again, trying to keep this thing within reach if they can. Driving through the lane, missing the shot on the drive is Tyler Johnson for the Huskies. Here comes Chippewa Falls as Easton Bob, the 6-foot junior, has checked in. Down low, left hand, no good. Missed shot by Kansas Smith. Cardinals out of there with it. Kansas faking left corner. Looking around, down low, shot of Minarski. Oh, it doesn't quite fall, but it would have been beautiful if it did. It hit the rim, like it was like a putt in golf, Dave, you know?
Yeah, it was on an acrobatic shot to boot. That would have been a real sweet one to fall.
And Minarski can do those inside and outside. He had a three-pointer. Caleb, we're using it in a promo for WOGO Sports right now in that first game in Medford where he got fouled in the deep left corner and completed the four-point play. So free throw for Minarski is good.
Now, Kansas Smith started that by a nice little turnaround, didn't get it. Did you see who got the offensive rebound on that one?
Yeah. C.J. Shepler with the foul, first personal and third team foul as Minarski hit the first free throw. And 21-7, Cardinals by 14, have led by as many as 15 tonight. Second one is good. 22-7. Mason Narski, the senior. He and Jackson Tomczak leading the way for this club. But let the others kind of out to the lead scoring-wise tonight. Missed shot by number 5, Shepler. And one and done. Here comes the Cards to the other end. Crumbaker, whistle and a foul as he took it inside with 8:36 left in the half. And the Cards up 22-7. And Crumbaker to the free throw line as the Huskies commit their fourth personal.
You mentioned the Cardinals on the year getting free throw percentages, getting beat out by the teams that they're playing. But so far, Chi High doing a pretty good job on the throws. Let's see
right.
if Crumbaker can
well,
continue it.
Here's the first one, Crumbaker, and no good. But, you know, Medford had a guy who went 11 for 11 just in the second half. So that was, it was incredible free throw shooting there. And I don't know the other opponents, Rice Lake, but it's at 86%, the opponent free throw percentage for the Cards coming in, whereas Chai is at 65. They'd probably like to get that to 70 as Crumbaker hits the second one. 23-7. Chippewa's biggest lead now of the night at 16. Huskies got the freshman Barrows. Out on top, has not been as fortunate from long range tonight. And the dangerous bounce pass down low, some trouble handling it. Chase Watkins, a 6'1 junior, in off the bench, number 20, and out of bounds, and it'll be Huskies to inbound it. Young Huskies squad against a very senior-laden Chi High squad. I think it's 7, right? 4, 5, 6, 7 or 8 seniors on this Chi High team. And looking to get it inbounds. Pass was deflected and out of bounds.
Crumbaker tipped the ball off the guy that was throwing the ball in.
That's crazy,
off of his head.
And apparently that's legit. Like, he's out. And
well,
so,
yeah, he counts as out of bounds because he's still out. So all you got to do
Huskies
is
Huskies turnover, right? So
exactly.
Inbounds pass. So a heads-up play, and Crumbaker knew that. You don't see that often, though.
No, you don't, but that just shows the athleticism of Crumbaker, not the first athletic Crumbaker to be through this program.
Yeah, Marcus, right? Aaron Gust, the sophomore, was the one trying to throw it in. Crumbaker on the left baseline kicks it out to Easton Bob, and Aaron pass, and they're going to scramble for it right in front of us, and it's going to be Chi High ball with 8:06 left in the half. 23-7 sounds like a football score.
Now, we talked about free
and there's
throws.
Chuck Rakovich right there.
Yes, he is. We talked about free throws. There's no reason that this Chi High team shouldn't shoot for about 80%. They have no big guys that are post-up guys that you have to worry about them shooting bad free throws.
But
one of these players should be good free throws.
Your big guy at 6'7 is a great outside shooter, Jackson Tomczak. Yeah, and we've got their free throw percentage to share. Easton Bob driving, missing, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. 25-7, Cardinals.
So Bob goes 1 for 2 on that series.
Yep.
Same result, gets his 2 points.
Speaking of Jackson, a 75% free throw shooter, and Mason Minarski came in here 100% from the line on the season at 3 for 3. Missed shot, and Jackson Tomczak getting the rebound ahead to Crumbaker. Crumbaker left side, off glass and two, and the Cardinals lead at 27-7. Cardinal lead by 20 points now. Their biggest of the night. The Huskies trying to find something offensively. Open three off the left side. No good for C.J. Shepler. Ahead on the Cardinals to the break. And Tomczak for the slam and a foul on Shepler at the other end. He missed the shot. The Cards ahead to Tomczak for the slam and the foul.
That'll get the crowd going. Nothing better than a dunk followed by the foul, and he's still able to make the shot. That's the time for a timeout right there.
Another timeout, the third of the five. The Huskies get on the night. It's 29-7 Chippewa. The Huskies looking for an answer on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Seven seniors in this Chahai team that leads it 29-7 as one of them, Jackson Tomczak, to the free throw line now. His slam, one of many highlights we'll try to bring you in the Hy-Vee halftime show. Stick around for that. Free throw is got it.
Cardinals are up to 80% now, 4-for-5 on the night.
30-7 still sounds like a football score, and 23 points. And again, the Cardinals at 13-5 since then have outscored the Huskies 17-2. And great defense by Kansas Smith, just a clinic, as just aggressively covering the ball handler, bringing it up. And now the open three is no good. Missed by Elliott Besson, one of their leading scorers at 11 a game. And then Kansas Smith got the rebound and then traveled. But the effort on Kansas Smith playing the defense, I mean.
Yeah, Kansas
this guy,
Smith and Crumbaker.
This guy is 5'10", but he's the third leading scorer on the team at 9 a game. And just his effort is just extraordinary.
Yeah, and he's going to get his share of rebounds with that effort, too. He's just everywhere out there. And again, that duo of him and Crumbaker up top is going to make it tough for any team to score from the outside. And, you know, they did put a little bit of a press on, a little bit of a trapping zone-type defense. We don't see that too often out of them.
All right, now setting things up, the Huskies, but the Cardinals, again, a very aggressive defense. And this team is just hungry and doing it at both ends. Driving the baseline, nice move that time by Andrew Roxbald, and I think his first two of the night, the 6'6 junior, and he makes it 30-9.
He is now the fourth player from North to score.
Driving the lane, Crumbaker is a shot blocked that time by Roxbald to the other end. The Huskies on the fast break, pulling up, shot off glass, and there's two for Elliott Besson, and it is a charge is going to be called. Let's see, what is the call? That's good. 15, all right, so it's a foul in the backcourt on Aaron Gust. He's going to get that one.
Yeah, probably not a foul the coach likes. He's down there by himself against three players, not going to get a whole lot there.
So 30-11 our score now. Chahai had led by 30-7, 23 their biggest lead. And Kansas Smith will get to bring the ball up now. Chahai going left to right, leading it by 19. Crumbaker on the outside. Cutting Jackson Tomczak to the glass, off glass and in. And again, Jackson inside and outside. I mean, it's such a threat.
Well, and I like to see that out of him because he does have a big height advantage in there, a big power advantage. And he just took it to him, a little charge faked by North. Well, that time you got a little reaching in foul there on Kansas Smith.
32-11 our score. Is the Cardinals in command by 21.
I'll give a shout-out to Davis Bromeisel next to me, keeping the official stats for the Chi-High Cardinals.
Nice.
So when we are wrong, he's going to have them right. His grandpa might be listening, too. So
this is like these progressive commercials where in real life they just kind of throw the flag and you get the guy to settle the argument. We can have him settle the statistical argument. There's the shot from the deep right corner. Missed that time. No good for Elliott Besson.
And Lindner going up for his fourth rebound of the night. And
Manarski for three. Off the front iron, no. Fighting for the rebound, Huskies.
That was the one we wanted because that was the corner three we were looking for.
Yeah. He can hit it from the parking lot, that's for sure. Driving the lane, blocked that time by 15 Lindner. And out of there with it, Manarski. Here come the Cardinals. Ahead of the break, Google has his shot blocked.
He's going to get a foul on that one, so he'll go to the line.
Tyler Johnson committing it, the 6-foot junior.
You know, these guys are not playing like this is a 32-11 game right now. They are exciting, and they are going at it.
Well, I think they were so close to Chahai, so close to winning at home over Stevens Point the other night, and they're loving life right now and loving the game as Google hits the free throw, and why not? You know, you got seven seniors. You get a good mix here, and just a lot of talent offensively, inside, outside. You can fast break. You can press. Missing the second free throw. Rebound. Manarski taps it up. No. Fighting for it. Out of there with it is Eau Claire North. They want to race it down the floor. Tyler Johnson. Johnson against the aggressive defense of Google, who had missed that second free throw. Penetration from Besson. And out of bounds on the side as the Chi-High Cardinals get the foul on Trent Lindner.
Got Manarski, though, pulling down another offensive rebound.
Yeah.
Already has six on the night.
Again, you know, you see him as a six-foot senior, not huge stature-wise, but he out-rebounds his height.
He's a big guy. He's a lot like his dad, Eric Manarski.
He's solid.
they're just in position. They know where the ball is going to be, and they know how to move their body and get there.
See, I've been around calling games enough. I remember Eric shooting him up from McDonald back in the day. There's a missed shot on the drive. No good, and the Cardinals get it back. Krumbaker on the far side. Getting it out. Krumbaker behind the three-point line. He got things going in the three-pointer tonight. 3-0, and the Cards haven't looked back, leading it 33-11. He better watch it. They're looking to steal it away. Tyler Johnson finding a cutting Tomczak. Spin move in the lane. Puts it around. No good. Honeycomb's out of there. And a rebound comes down to the Huskies. Number 12, Carter Seibel. Down by 22.
Well, like I said, I like that shot, though, out of Tomczak getting it down low.
Oh, yeah.
Spin move.
And again, you're not seeing him stand outside as much because he's got a lot of moves to the basket. And why not? And the left-handed shot no good by Tyler Johnson.
Well, then he doesn't have to. He's got players that can shoot every
right.
one like
Krumbaker
this.
For three. Got it.
Like that. You got plenty of guys that can shoot those on this team.
And the Cards go up 36-11, their biggest lead of the night at 25. As the Huskies get it back.
Krumbaker on fire, 2-for-2 from the three-point line
yeah.
tonight.
And the rebound down low and the missed shot by Seibel comes away to Tomczak, the big fella.
Tomczak gets his fourth rebound of the night.
And pushing to average. He's close to 9 a game, and they list him at 9. He could close to averaging maybe 10 a game. Minarski down low, works it on the left baseline for two more.
That was a move, just a nice spin move, left the defender behind.
38-11, Cardinals by 27 here at the Birdcage on a Friday night. Pass down low, wide open, missed shot, and the defense came flying over, and a foul committed, and I think maybe Jackson Tomczak. Getting yep. there a little late with the body on Carter Seibel, the 6'3 senior for the North Huskies.
Yeah, a little problem switching on the pick there. Left field yep. player, North player, wide open for a shot. But he just paused for a second, went up and allowed two players to really swat him. They didn't get the ball, but they stopped him from scoring somehow.
So Jackson getting his second on the night as Seibel switches the free throw. And some subs come in for the Cards. David Terhark, first look tonight, the 6'3 junior, number 12. And Easton Bob back in the game, the 6-foot junior. As Linder takes a seat, as does Jackson Tomczak for Chippewa.
Yeah, I got a feeling I'm going to have to fill out the roster slots.
I think so, yeah. It's going to be one of those. Second free throw no good by Seibel. Race to the corner and getting there first, Terhark.
And there it is, Terhark with a rebound. Yep. I've got to write him down already.
Yep.
In for 1 second.
Making it happen.
That's a pretty good average, one defensive rebound per second.
But he must have gone out of bounds.
Well, then we got to give us a turnover, too, then, because he had possession.
He did, and then he went out. All right. Well, bummer. Bummer for him. All right. The Huskies out on top. 3:15 left in the half. 38-12 Cardinals. Eau Claire North beating the Chahai girls last night. On the outside, Elliot Besson. Besson drives, gets it out to Tyler Johnson. Johnson trying to work on Easton Bob. Boy, I tell you, Jason Prue's got to be happy with his defense. Ball knocked away, and forcing the Husky turnover. Cardinal fast break at the other end. The shot no good by Google. Rebound comes down to the Huskies, and the Cards may have committed a foul.
Yeah, Terhark, I think, went over the back on that one just a little bit. But Google, a little too much energy, I think, off the backboard there.
Carter Seibel coming down with it. 38-12 Chippewa. Hy-Vee halftime show coming later. Stick around for that. Proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WDOG over 30 years. Over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Seibel back to the line. He was just there a moment ago. First foul committed by David Terhark. And the seventh team foul on the Cardinals. Tomorrow night, don't forget McDonald late start. At Stout against Colfax, 8:25 pregame, 8:45 tip. Free throw no good on the right side. Fighting for the rebound on the trampoline, Andrew Roxbald. And what's the whistle here?
Somebody went over the back. It looks like must have been Chi-Hi player, number yep. 12.
Cards committing a bunch of fouls here lately. Our referees tonight are Ryan Nelson, Tyler Nelson, and Jeremy Lane. I believe these were the refs we had in Medford, truthfully. I think so. Boy, this guy's a big fella. And Roxbald, 6'6".
And he knocks the first free throw down.
Of course, for Chahai, Jackson Tomczak listed 6'7". He's in the bench right now. 38-13 Cards. Comfortable as your MyPillow slippers with this lead. 38-14.
Do you get credit for that, Ed?
You know, I'll check on it. I'll check on it. Working at left baseline, Zeke Johnson brings it out on top. Got a lot of subs in now. Terharkin to the right corner. Easton Bob going to fire the three. The left-hander gets his own rebound, but then his pass stolen away by Seibel. Cardinal turnover. It's going to be a charge, I think. Come on now.
I think you got the call there.
And Minarski was set.
That's going to be a turnover on them.
Seibel gets his third foul, so he's been on the receiving end, but he's also doled some out, the 6'3 senior. Cardinals up 38-14 as number 20, Chase Watkins, the 6'1 junior, checks in for North. We got Minarski and Easton Bob. You got Zeke Johnson, the 5'11 senior. Number 12 also, David Terhark into the contest, and Jackson Google out there for Jason Prue. On the outside, Google, averaging 7 a game. Bob on the outside, Johnson. Zeke behind the three-point line. We get a whistle.
And that might also be on Terhark there. So that's a couple of quick fouls for him as well. Three fouls.
Yeah, Terhark in just a short time.
Well, he got in the stats book.
He did. You know, he made it happen. He didn't just sit there.
But that is going to go as another turnover for us, though, as you push off foul. Trying to set a pick for Minarski to get him open, trying to do something there. But
2:09 left in the half, 38-14. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show, and we'll want to talk a little football realignment with Dave if we can. But we got a lot of highlights to bring your way as well, so we'll see what time allows. Got to pay some bills, too. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studio. Huskies, three-pointer, right side, there it is for Andrew Roxfall. Don't be fooled, 6'6 guys can hit threes these days.
7 points for him on the night now, leading.
Jackson Tomczak is back in there. He's going to miss that shot. Going high for the rebound is Minarski. He reloads it to Tomczak. Hoops out of there, then the rebound to Minarski the third time. He's going to get it to go.
So that's pretty easy to keep track of because you got Tomczak taking 2 3-pointers
right.
And that Minarski getting both rebounds.
Yeah. And with 1:20 left in the half, the Cardinals by 23. And a steal. Shahai ahead on the fast break to Crumbaker, but the ball stolen away by the Huskies, number 14, Elliot Besson, on the long pass. Driving the lane and the kickout pass from T.J. Johnson. Missed from the right corner is Roxbald for the Huskies, and here comes Crumbaker. Crumbaker down the floor, falling down, gets it off to Easton Bob. There's G. Mason driving left baseline, shot up and in for G. Mason, and the Cards go up by 25.
G. Mason 2 for 2 on the night, coming in off the bench for a couple of nice shots for the Cards.
Huskies three-pointer at their end, and there's number 14, Elliot Besson, who knocks that one through.
And now he's got 7 to tie for the lead for North.
For anybody who's played multiple games, he's their leading scorer at 11. Barrows, the freshman, had 12 in one game. Air ball three-pointer for Tomczak, and out of bounds to the Huskies.
You don't see that too often out of Tomczak. But so far, I mean, the leading three-point shooters for the Cardinals right now, Tomczak 0 for 3, Minarski only 1 for 5.
Yeah, but they've got the other guys who've been able to contribute.
Well, not only contribute, between Crumbaker, Smith, and Lindner, they're 4 for 4.
Yeah. On the outside, the Huskies now trying to finish strong in the half. Shot up off the board, no good for Besson. Cardinals out of there with it. 12 seconds left in the half. Easton Bob gets it to Crumbaker. The left-hander drives, jump stop, up and in. Puts it in, and that'll do it for the Cardinals as the half is going to come to a close. One, and there's the half-court shot, and it's in. Did he make it? Counted.
Is that number 14?
Yeah, it was 14.
Wow.
From half-court, from beyond half-court, Elliot Besson.
And he pulls into the lead now with 8 points for North to end the half. That's exciting.
And our halftime score, Chippewa 44 and Eau Claire North 23. We're back in 3 minutes on WOGO's Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chi Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Bobby. Oh, Jet Bobby came in off the wall. Just pump one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Halftime, Chippewa leading Eau Claire North. The visiting Huskies 44-23. Mark Halverson, Dave Check, Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio. And welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll get to Dave and the stats in a moment, but first, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Dave, check, how about those first half numbers?
All right, well, for Eau Claire North, leading the way 10 points out of Besson, the sophomore who winds up hitting that three-pointer at the last second from half court. And, of course, Andrew Roxbold, the 6'6" junior, was leading the way for the most part and wound up with 7 points for Chi High. Shooting-wise, they were 5-for-13 from the three-point line, 12-for-23 from the two-point line, and 5-for-7 for free throws. We wind up with 7 turnovers for Chi High, 10 for Eau Claire North. Little bit of a difference, a big difference on the offensive rebounds. In the entire half, I had Eau Claire North tallied for one offensive rebound. Could have missed a couple as I was trying to focus on the stats on the other side, but Chi High, I've got 8 offensive rebounds. So Minarski tied with Grumbaker, leading the way. Minarski 11 points, 10 rebounds. So he's already at a double-double in the first half.
Wow.
Grumbaker 11 points, 2 rebounds. Tomczak had 7 points, 5 rebounds. Kansas Smith, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Mason Gubnett, 4 points. Lindner had 3 points and 4 rebounds. Bob comes in off the bench, 2 points, but 3 rebounds as well. Working hard in there, and Google, 1 point and 1 rebound.
Fantastic, Dave. Thanks for that. An exciting and fun first half with a lot of highlights. Let's give them a listen here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Across the timeline, left side, G. Mason. Picked up defensively there by Besson. Down low, Mason off the glass and 2. And the Cardinals lead it 15-5. To Tomczak. The big fella looking for his first point. Spin, got it. top of the key, but I think just a two-pointer, huh?
Yeah, turnaround two for...
G, bounce pass down low to Tomczak. Tomczak in the crowd, misses the shot, fights for his own rebound, has it knocked away. Scoops it back to Johnson. He'll drive right side. Minarski, one dribble, shot on the way, got it. And the Cardinals go up 20-5. Krumbaker left side, off glass and two, and the Cardinals lead at 27-7.
Came out right there. Came out right there.
Another timeout, the third of the...
Came out right there. Came out right
there. Cardinal lead by 20 points now. Their biggest of the night. The Huskies trying to find something offensively. Open three off the left side. No good for C.J. Scheffler. Ahead on the Cardinals to the break. And Tomczak for the slam and a foul on Scheffler at the other end. He missed the shot. The Cards ahead to Tomczak for the slam. Cutting Jackson Tomczak to the glass. Off glass and in. And again, Jackson inside and outside. I mean, it's such a threat. Come two.
So I can shoot every
right.
One like
Krumbaker
this.
For three. Got it.
Like that. You got plenty of guys that can shoot those on this team. Bones.
There's G. Mason driving left baseline. Shot up and in for G. Mason. And the Cards go up by 25. It's to Krumbaker. The left-hander drives. Jump stop up and in. Puts it in. And that'll do it for the Cardinals as the half is going to come to a close. And then they did get a three-pointer from beyond half court by Besson to give us our halftime score, 44-23. Further thoughts on this in 2 minutes as the halftime continues. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mark Alverson, Dave Check, 44-23 halftime. Want to quickly just get Dave's thoughts, though. The WIA met this week about football conference realignment, looking ahead to the future, 2024, 2025. But this realignment plan would talk about the Big Rivers Conference and a conference in central Wisconsin, the Marshfield-Wausau area, shaking things up a bit.
Yeah, it really does, and there's kind of three ways you got to look at that. One is, you know, they look at it from a travel perspective. For Chi-High, it's kind of a wash. We have most of the same teams. I think we probably travel a little more because we lose the two Eau Claire schools. That's effectively what it is, all of the old teams from the Big Rivers, but you get the Eau Claire schools are out of it. For Eau Claire, it's a huge deal. They're now having to travel to Stevens Point. They're traveling to DC Evers. The other way you look at it is the competition. This year it may have been down, but I think this is good overall. You wind up with kind of a Big River small over here with D3, D2 teams and a Big River's large over there.
Interesting thoughts.
Better keep it,
yeah, we got it. There's a three-pointer from the left. Komanarski to start the half with a three.
The corner three right off the bat.
47-23, Cardinals by 24.
So this is going to be Manarski's 20-point half right here.
Yeah. He had one of those, of course, at Medford to start the season, the very first half. And a steal by Krumbaker. He'll race down the floor and lay it up and in. Oh, he missed it. I'm sorry. Kansas Smith gets the rebound in traffic, fighting it away. Finds Manarski for three. Got it. And Manarski's got six in the first 40 seconds of the second half.
Offensive rebound. Give credit for Smith on that. Fighting after Krumbaker wishes he had that layup back. A great steal to get there.
Yeah. And there's the three-point attempt, no good. Missed that time. I'm going to get everything in place here. That's 14. Elliott Besson missing that time. And at the other end, Krumbaker's going to make sure he gets this one. And the Cards start quickly, just like they did in the first half.
Exactly like they did in the first
right,
half.
It was
an 8-0 run.
Back-to-back 8-0 runs in both halves. The Cards force a timeout. The Huskies are down to one timeout after this. Down 29, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
WOGO Sports at Grace Home Respiratory. Their business is your good health with a wide variety of home, medical supplies, and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com.
So the key to the competition in those Big Rivers football is that you got to make the playoffs. You got to have four wins. So the toughness is going to be you're losing Eau Claire North, which has been a perennial.
But the thing is, it's an East and a West, and so actually you get one team from the Chippewa's in the what the
you call it
yeah, whatever
call it
they
Big
call
it. Or small,
but they would
the
only face North or Memorial like once every 7 years.
Correct, and so you lose that every year potentially
right.
a guaranteed win. Now this year it might be good because.
Ouch. I mean, the Eau Claire school just winced at that one. Okay. All right. 16:40 left in the half. 29-point shot high. Look at Kansas Smith. I would pay money for a ticket just to watch him play defense. Wow, he's good. Wholehearted. Like, his pitch. Oh, driving the left baseline whistle. And before the shot, and Andrew Roxvald wanted it. But a foul on the Cards on the way in. And Tomczak.
In all fairness to Coach McGinnis, who's a good friend of mine, the Eau Claire North coach, he's going to turn them around, and they had a win against Menominee this year. I'm basing this statement,
yeah.
the statement that I made, solely on past history and
okay.
looking at the last 20 years.
I was just wincing for them. All right, Trent Linder actually got his third foul, but then he deflects the inbounds pass. He's going to take it down and lay it off the front iron. No, the Cards have had two breakaway layups that they've missed, and they still lead by 29 and still on an 8-0 run in the second half.
Yeah, you don't see that too often, missing two straight layups in a row, different players.
But good defense forcing it on both instances.
Well, we got number 20 coming in now. That's the first time we saw number 20 for Chi-High, and that is Carson Wiedemeyer, a 6'5 junior.
You have not seen him. The Cardinals, again, that defense. Huskies on the attack left to right. Three-point attempt from the left side is good. And that's Andrew Roxvald who buries that one. He's got 10, and that's the first points of the second half for the Huskies, who trail at 52-26. Chahai doubling them up. Cardinals going right to left. Tomczak, deep right corner. Manarski on top. He's feeling it for three. Got it!
And the foul.
Oh, Matt, his third three-pointer of the second half in 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
He's on fire, you know, and that was just a shot, a turnaround with a guy in his face. Difficulty rating 10, knocks it down with the foul.
Wow, and Fuego. Fun to watch for sure. I mean, just when he's feeling it, he's feeling it. You just know. He's just like, get me the ball. Just get me the ball.
Yeah, and you wonder because he's probably not going to be staying in there this entire half. So
he's
going to get to 20, he's going to be doing it quick.
It's back in the day, Detroit had Vinny Johnson. He was called Microwave. He just heated up. And elements of that with Mr. Minarski as the Huskies try to get it down low to the freshman, Tyler Barrows, and a whistle and a Chahai foul with 15:39 left second half.
And to clarify, I'm talking about getting to the 20 in the second half that we were talking about, because officially he is at 20.
Yeah,
for the
okay.
game.
Interesting. And you were looking at BRC as where is he at in terms of BRC scores? There's a 15. No good for Aaron Gust, and the rebound out of there, the Cardinals. Tomczak, 15.5 left here in regulation. This one doesn't look like it's on the track to overtime like the JV game. The Chahai won by a hoop. Missed by Wiedemeyer from the left corner, no. Barrows, the freshman, out of there with it. He'll push it down the floor. Cross-court pass to his teammate on the right side, Roxwell. He'll drive right baseline, take it in for two. The 6'6 senior, junior, make it. Two more for Andrew Roxwald.
So Minarski does have 20 points on the game or on the year. He's matched that, and he is the third leading scorer in the Big Rivers right now.
Okay, yeah. Taking the left baseline. Kansas Smith, no. Misses on the reverse layup. Jackson Tomczak had his hands on the rebound. Here come the Huskies wanting to fast break. Down the floor. Good block by Christian Krumbaker, but he gets called for the body on Elliott Besson. But still pretty good D.
Yeah, that would have been a tough one to not have body on as he's going in there 100 miles per hour. But it was an impressive block nonetheless.
You made reference to it earlier, and that's the first foul on Christian Krumbaker. But I like this backcourt of Krumbaker and Kansas Smith. And again, ball handling, they can get you some shots, but they're hard-nosed D for sure.
Yeah, they are fun to watch. You know, and they're only expected to wind up scoring, you know, 7-10 for Chahai. Yeah. It's not like you need a ton of scoring out of them. They certainly did that today. But
if you look at them, they came into the game averaging 17 between them as Besson hits both free throws.
Yeah, but the way that they distribute the ball, that's just huge for this team and the way they play defense.
Mm-hmm. We'll see as the season moves along. Oh, yep. Little carry that time on Kansas Smith. Cards will turn it over. 56-30, 26-point Chahai lead with 14:44. Left, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Three-point attempt off the rim a couple of times, no good for Besson. Cardinals out of there with it. Minarski down the floor, racing down the floor. Krumbaker, and then dished it back to Wiedemeyer on a foul.
And that was a very smart play by Minarski, or I think that was Krumbaker, actually. He would have been making a basket going way too fast, so he was smart to kick it back that time.
Kansas Smith will check out, and into the game, Jackson Google will inbound this one for the Cardinals. Looking to get it in. Krumbaker, Wiedemeyer, Jackson Tomczak. He's going to catch it down low, left side. Nobody's going to stop him. Two more for Jackson Tomczak.
And he can just have that whenever he wants it.
Yeah, 58-30, Chippewa by 28. Working around on the outside. Roxwald's been their number one scorer. Basket and a foul as he went by Wiedemeyer. Roxwald can play. The 6'6 junior, he can score. He can hoop it up.
Yeah, this kid's been kind of impressive, and it interesting to see him with a little bit better of a surrounding cast, which he might have next year. This is a very young team.
Right. And Roxwald, he can shoot the outside. He can drive. He came in, their leading rebounder. Free throw from Roxwald is good.
And I say young team. They got a number of seniors on their squad, but if you look at who's done the scoring, it's been sophomore Besson, junior Roxwald, Tyler Johnson.
They're playing a lot of young guys. Jackson Tomczak for three off the front iron. No. Not feeling it quite from the long range tonight as much, but the rebound of the Cardinals, Google on the outside. Jackson will drive. There's Krumbaker. The lefty takes it on the left side, puts it up. No good. Rebound, Jackson Tomczak. Two more for Chippewa.
And Tomczak with an offensive rebound to boot there as the Cardinals got a couple of them going.
60-33 now. Cardinals by 27. Three-point attempt. Fling it up there. Roxwald just taking it to almost every time. Barrows, the freshman, gets the rebound. This will be Besson. Driving. Roxwald again falls to the ground. And it looked like it just was incidental, but it's going to be a foul on the Cardinals.
And Chahai is going to be one away from a bonus.
And that's going to go on Christian Krumbaker, his second. stopping the clock, 13:25. As Carson Wiedemeyer will check out, as will Krumbaker. But, hey, you said first time I've seen Wiedemeyer play all year, but Coach Jason Prue, backslap, encouragement. Got to love that out of the head coach.
He's a big, solid player for the Cardinals. He's going to have some serious time coming up.
And losing the ball out of bounds was Rock's fault, and so a Huskies turnover. Chahai gets it. 13:20 left in regulation, leading by 27, the hometown Chippewa Cardinals. Into the forecourt, Google on the far side. Minarski for another one off the front iron. No good. Rebound to Rock's fault.
Just trying to prove that you can't make them all there.
He's human. Just over 13 minutes left. Driving into the paint. Oh, he took steps. Oh, my. He brought his suitcase, I hope.
Was that number 14?
That was. Elliot Besson. Okay. Pass down low. Spin move. Tom Zach off the glass. No. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in.
I'm telling you, that cannot be stopped underneath. He's one for two there, but he gets his own offensive rebound. Cardinals with three this half.
He's just so agile. And, again, maybe his outside shot not falling tonight, Jackson Tom Zach. But the other things, just able to get to the basket, get his shot, get his rebound, finish up.
And he gives Chaya that extra dimension of the underneath game. All of these guys can shoot the three-point shot, and they're dangerous that way.
Right. I mean, how many years have we done Chaya basketball where you wanted a big guy, and here's a big guy who can do it inside and out. He'll rebound, play defense, the whole deal. And a three-pointer for Barrows, the freshman. And he buried one, just like we'd heard about in a previous game where he had four of them. Just a frosh. They've got
as their crowd is shouting, he's a freshman.
Yeah. And flinging a three that time for the Cardinals is Easton Bob to make it 65-38.
Bob now, I think, the sixth Cardinal to have a three-point shot.
Wow, that's pretty good. And a blocking foul on Chippewa with 11:43 to go. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, he is to my left, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. At the line for North, 65-38, and it's going to be Roxfald again back to the line. He's been taking about one shot per possession here, getting the line inside, outside, the whole deal. He has two threes on the night. And into double digits, Jackson Tomczak will check out now for Chippewa. Still a ton of time left here in regulation, so I think probably a lot of reserves will see a good deal of action as Roxwell misses the free throw and Google down with it. Here comes Google into the forecourt. G. Mason on the outside to Easton Bob. And the Cardinals turn it over.
Little miscommunication there. Thought he was going out. He was going in.
McDonald versus Colfax at EW Stout. It's a rare 8:25 pregame, 8:45 tip. That's tomorrow night here on WOGO Sports. From UW Stout, as I mentioned.
That is a rare tip time.
I know
the explanation.
It's a huge day of basketball there at Stout, and McDonald and Colfax have the last game. On the outside, Chase Watkins into the contest now for head coach Mike Kessler.
It looks like we got a turnover for North right away.
Yep. Huskies give it back. 11:09 to go. 65-38 Chippewa.
A lot of Cardinals marquee names on the bench right now. Probably will be for the rest of the way. Minarski's still out there.
Checking the schedule in terms of what the Cards have coming next their way after this one tonight on Alaska on Monday. Shot off the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay Chahai basketball with 10:50 left.
Give Gubden Mason credit for that. He doesn't get the rebound. It goes as a team rebound, but he was the one in position that caused that.
And looking to get it in, Jackson Google. G. Mason on the left side gets it on top off to Easton Bob. Bob with Minarski calling for it out on top. Can't get it. Easton will drive. Kicks it over into the left corner. G. Mason driving. Bounce pass. Easton Bob finds Google. Google will drive on top. Minarski for three. Falls down. No good. No foul called. Cardinal rebound on the floor. And possession arrow call, and it's going Eau Claire North's way with 10 and a half minutes left in this second half, and the Cards up 27-65-38.
We got five players coming in for the Cardinals right now, wholesale substitution.
Lindner and Zeke Johnson and Kansas Smith, and also you got Christian Krumbaker.
And we haven't seen Zeke Johnson yet, so I got to add.
Oh, no, he's been out there. He's been out there, but
no stats yet.
Okay, no stats. Very good. All right, so Kansas in his hard-nosed defense here as the Huskies with possession as Chase Watkins. And there's the freshman Barrows on the outside. They get it off to number 12. The drive from Carter Seibel. Missed the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Seibel going to fight down low. Misses it again as you've got two different guys, Trent Lindner and Jackson Tomczak, with that strong interior defense for the Cardinals. But still, the Huskies hold on to it. Inside of 10 minutes to go here in the second half, the Cards up by 27. Three-point attempt is good for the Huskies. Aaron Gust, the 6'1 sophomore, his, I think, second three at least.
It is his second three. He's got six on the night, and that's what the offensive rebounds will do to you. That time the Cardinals giving up three because of it.
65-41, the Cardinals by 24. Kansas Smith on the outside on the left wing. Smith penetrates toward the lane. Bounce pass on top to Krumbaker. 9.5 left in the second half. Bounce feed down low. Lindner kick out. Kansas Smith for three. Got it out.
Oh, wow.
It was, it was around and around the toilet bowl effect, and it was not meant to be. Oh, and then Kansas commits the foul at the other end and helps the freshman up.
Yeah, that was as far down as it can possibly be. The only thing that brings that out is the momentum of the ball. Is it
just around? I mean, it goes around more than once. 65-41. So the Huskies learning as they go here against the Cars tonight. Fighting hard despite the score. And like you say, they're young guys learning. Barrows, 5'7", freshman. After the free throw on Kansas Smith, Kansas is third of the night.
Nothing to worry
about. Free
throw
good?
Just yet, as some of those guys probably aren't going to see playing time in the last 5 minutes anyway.
Right. Second free throw from Barrows off the mark. No good. Rebound Jackson Tomczak.
Tomczak having a big night on the rebounds as well. Almost to a double-double.
And the Cardinals bring it down. Krumbaker on the right side. Work it down low. Tomczak. Left hand. Faking. Got his defenders up in the air. Put it in. Tomczak, two more.
Tomczak has 8 points this half, 15 on the night.
67-42, Cardinals by 25. Huskies bringing it down left to right. On top, they get it to Besson. He'll penetrate and loses the ball. And I don't know, was that a shot or it was just kind of fell out of his hands?
That was a shot.
Okay.
I think you're going to get the rebound there for, I think, Tomczak.
Yeah, Tomczak, another one. It's just over 8.5 left. Nice bounce pass. Lindner leading Tomczak. A whistle.
But it was really good defense by Kansas Smith that led to that. As Kansas Smith just held his ground, got the hands in the face, and did not move. Almost a charge, really, the way he played defense there. Now we got number 23 coming in off the bench, and that is Logan Paulsrud, the first time we saw the 6'2" senior on the floor.
Yeah, that is the first time tonight.
And I look for him to get a shot here. I think the crowd would go crazy. As Minarski is at the top of the key looking for the ball here on the inbounds.
Kansas Smith to inbound it. Christian Krumbaker and Minarski trying to shake free. And also into the contest he had Zeke Johnson driving. Krumbaker shot up and in. Another one for Krumbaker. 69-42 Cards. At the other end, Huskies outside. Roxfald faking the three. Minarski trying to pick him up on defense, giving some inches. His inside pass off of Gust and out of bounds to Chippewa with 8:08 to go, and the Cards up 27.
We have a sign on the fan section that says shoot that ball, and I think that is aimed at number 23, Logan Paulsrud.
Okay. And there's the drive, and Minarski has spin from inside of 15 feet, no good. Beyond the rebound, beyond the reach of Logan Paulsrud. And the Huskies bring it down. On the outside, you got Chase Watkins in there and getting it off to Besson. On the right side, Gust. On top, they get it to Besson. There's Barrows, the freshman. Gust, they're working around left corner. Three-point attempt is up, no good. for Roxbalt, fighting for the rebound. Cardinals touch the last. Huskies keep it with 7:26 to go in this second half, with Eau Claire North trailing by 27. Chihai looking to go 2-0 in the conference, 3-1 on the season, with Onalaska on the schedule for Monday night. And a whistle and a foul out on top on Zeke Johnson. And let me just tell you, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunnis, Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joe's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials in the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Go ahead.
Well, they're shooting already.
Free throw is good for Elliot Besson.
I was just going to say, I hope we have a little bit more time to talk about that, because there's a lot of things that go into that, that the playoff implications and the competition.
The football deal, yeah. Second one is around and in, and a good soft touch for Besson. Again, he's just a sophomore, so you got him and Roxbald. Good pair, helping lead the way offensively for the Huskies, who trail it by 25. Driving Kansas Smith all the way through, and the Cardinals clear 70, 71-44 now. Into the forecourt comes the Huskies with 7 minutes. Drive by Roxbald, and he'll fall to the floor.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same thing. You know, they got almost a 30-point lead. He's going to get that call.
Yeah.
Don't know if I really saw a whole lot out of, I think that's on
Paulsrud. Logan Paulsrud, right.
Don't really think I saw him move a whole lot. Looked like the offensive player just kind of bounced into a few people and lost control. But
first personal on him, and the 10th team foul on the Cards here in the second half. Just four for Eau Claire North as Roxbald will hit it. 6'6 junior.
Almost looking to be the leading scorer on the night here, as I think that's 16 or 17.
He's really stepped it up even in the second half, I think, even more than the first half, don't you think?
Yeah, well, he had seven in the first half. He's already at least doubled that.
But, I mean, just kind of the intentionality, the aggressiveness.
Oh, sure, yeah. He's definitely kind of become the guy that's
right.
the go-to man right now.
He just said, enough, let's do something. 7 minutes exactly remaining, 71-45. Chippewa's Roxbald's going to miss that second free throw, but they get the rebound. Chase Watkins for the Huskies, but then the Cardinals steal it away. Kansas Smith gets it ahead to Minarski. Kansas driving.
Here it is.
Outside, Paulsrud. He'll drive the lane, kicking it around. Krumbaker for three, off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Chase Watkins for the Huskies. Bringing it down, Besson. He's double-teamed at midcourt, rifles a pass. Gets it off to Watkins, he bobbles it. Red corner to Roxbald. Outside to the freshman, Barrows. Coach Kessler talking about Barrows spent a lot of time in the gym, worked hard in his game, so the freshman getting a lot of varsity time. And rattling out the three-point attempt, Besson from the right wing, Cards with it. Minarski brings it down. Krumbaker. Left side, Zeke Johnson. Baseline takes it to the hole and two. Zeke Johnson, nice play.
That was a sweet move for Johnson there as he gets his first points of the night. I got to officially put him on the chart now.
One of the seven seniors on this Chihai squad at 5'11". His highlight just making the post-glass and mirror post-game show with that one. Three-point attempt, long range, no good, missing it. Besson out of there with it. Cardinals, and yep. Then falling to the floor is Minarski with yet another rebound.
Yep, that would have been a travel, but it was pushed, and that's why he fell. So he did get a defensive rebound there.
And Minarski will take a seat, not get a clap for that. That was a good performance. Come on, people. Come on, put it together for Mason Minarski here tonight.
I don't think the crowd puts it together that he's done for the night.
Okay, well, with 5:46 to go, I think he might be.
And he's got 21 points on the night.
A lot of fun to watch. I mean, you know, as good a shooter he is, he's like, he certainly applies himself in a lot of other areas.
Oh, I think he prides himself in defense.
Right. Paulsrud for three off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Besson. But that's Logan Paulsrud been talking. That was the first shot, I think, for him. So Besson on the right side is going to go by Johnson. He's going to lay it up and in for two more for Elliot Besson.
He's got 18 on the night.
73-47, Cards by 26. Paulsrud's going to hand it off to Kansas Smith. He's going to drive right hand and got it. Nice job by Kansas Smith. Cardinals by 28.
Kansas Smith at 9 right now.
75-47 ball game. Mark Calverson and Dave Check here on WOGO. And Cardinals come out of there with it. Kansas, a long pass ahead on the break. Gets it off to Google to Johnson. Oh, what a play! The play of the night. Kansas Smith after the turnover to Google to Johnson. Wow. That was sweet.
Yeah, it was. And now we have five more players coming in. And I have officially ran out of spaces. The Cardinals are clear on the bench.
Maybe some of them will be repeats for you. Inside of 4.5 minutes to go. Wow, that was just a beautiful play. The passing and left baseline. Besson misses the shot. Out of bounds to Chippewa, 4:21. Again, the Cardinals got the steal. I'm going to describe it for the third time. Kansas Smith, a nice pass ahead to Google. He finds Zeke Johnson, who scores. And that's what we were talking about with Jason Pruitt in the pregame, Dave Check, is that you may look at Benarski and Tomczak initially, but this is a team, and they love playing together. When I said that to Coach Pruitt, I mean, he let up. He's like, these guys really like each other, and they love playing together.
Yeah, and then and what that leads to is you're going to get a lot of those assists like that where you have unselfish players that as long as the ball goes in the hoop, that's all they care about.
77 points, I mean,
so
there's still over 4 minutes to go.
So we've already seen 13 players, and now I think officially 14, as I've got to add number 33, who has the ball now, and that is Brandon Dickerson, a 6'1 junior.
Yeah, I think Braden. Yeah, Braden Dickerson, right. Braden back behind that three-point line and gets it off to Terhark. So some subs. G. Mason from the right wing. Got it. Bullseye.
Now that's what we're used to is G. Mason for three right there.
Yep. 80-47, they hit the 80 mark. Ahead by 33 points. That is their biggest lead of the night for these Cardinals. And the Huskies now on the outside. The clock just over 3.5.
They're freshmen.
There's
again.
The freshman sharpshooter, Barrows, and he knocks it down, makes it 80-50.
10 on the night for their freshman.
3:25 left in this second half as Cardinals on the attack and driving. Braden Dickerson lost it, stolen away. Cardinal turnover to the other end. Barrows loses it, and now the Cardinals go to the other end. Easton Bob going to race down and lay it in. Good job by Easton.
Easton Bob, the first one to actually control a layup, and he's got 7 points this half on 3-for-3 shooting.
Nice job, yeah.
Nice job for Bob.
Nice job for Bob, and that's where Jason Pruitt talks about how the depth of his bench. You've got a guy, you know, like Easton. He's not that initial. He's not the sixth or seventh man, but it shows the depth here. 82-50 Cardinals with 2:52 to go. A lot of fun to see these guys, watch them at home or on the road, and support them this season. There's a three-point attempt from long range off the rim. Obviously a three-pointer. Ryan Schmidt, no good, and out of bounds to Chippewa. Also, I'm seeing.
I think that's going to stay at North.
Oh, okay.
It's been tipped. So
Tyler Everson, a 5'11 senior, number 32, also out there for the Huskies now, and returning to the game, Carter Robodeck, a 6'3 senior, number 33. A lot of fresh faces. The 32-point Cardinal lead. They've been jumped out to an 8-0 lead right away and have never looked back. No ties in this one. And there's the three-point attempt missing badly for Maddox Gertz off the backboard. Huskies had the rebound, and they recover it. Carter Robodeck on the outside. Big fella. Robodeck picked up by G. Mason defensively to Carter Seibel, who got a lot of good moments earlier, and grazing the rim on the outside shot, Ryan Schmidt. No, here come the Cardinals into the forecourt. Final 2 minutes of this game. Chippewa going to win it going away. And air ball attempt from outside for Carson Wiedemeyer, and Huskies out of there with it. Inside of 2 minutes now. But a Chippewa steal ahead to G. Mason. He's going to take it and lay it up and in. Two more for Mason.
Talk about another guy that's having a great shooting night. G. Mason right now is 5-for-5 on the night.
Love it. Hey, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. 84-50 Cardinals. Well, 100 may be out of reach. 90's not impossible, though.
All depends on how far they want to push it.
Yeah.
How fast they want to push
it. And again, the point here is you've got reserves in there. I mean, you know, they're.
But this is an impressive score for a team that prides itself on defense. This is not the run and gun Chi High team.
Right. But they've got some pretty good sharpshooters, you mentioned. Six different guys with three pointers tonight, right? And the Huskies turn it over with 1:27 to go. I'm not wanting to insinuate, you know, rubbing it in or salt in the wound or anything like that. I'm just saying you've got backups in who, again, these guys would like to score if they can, right?
Yeah, I think, and you're right. Six is what I have.
And, yeah, you'd said that earlier. And the missed shot by Easton Bob driving the lane. And here come the Huskies into the forecourt. Carter Seibel, three-point attempt up there. Off the mark, no good for Maddox Gertz. And G. Mason bringing it down, has it knocked away from behind by Seibel. Out of there with it is Gertz. Gertz will drive the lane, double pump, and it's going to fall out, no. And he'll go to the free throw line with 59.6 seconds left.
I think this is the loudest I've seen the Chi-High Cardinal fans. It took a while to get there.
Yeah.
Since the dunk. The dunk was probably the high point of the game as far as the excitement for
the
fans.
And we'll bring you back the first and second half highlights in the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, because why not? Let's enjoy as the free throw no good.
It's Maddox.
Maddox Gertz, yep. As the foul was on G. Mason, his first.
Warm the buses is the chant, which I like because, again, the old chants have gotten real old.
Missed the free throw, and the rebound comes down to Carter Robidek, but the cart's out of there with it, and then stolen back away. Maybe over-aggressive, I don't know, but then the layup is good for Maddox Gertz, the 6-foot junior.
So Gertz gets his 2 points anyway.
Yep, 84-52 Cardinals, final 40 seconds. G. Mason on the far side. Stolen away, and here comes Eau Claire North. Gertz going to lay it up and miss the shot. Whistle and a foul as Gertz falls down with 32.7 seconds left.
So a little bit more on that football alignment while we have a second thing under the line here. Again, all you can do is look at like what it's been for the last 20 years. Size-wise, you'd like to think that this is an advantage for Chippewa. They're in the conference with Division III, Rice Lake, a couple of Division II teams, smaller teams. But that's not the way it's worked out. You know, obviously, year after year, Menominee, tough. Rice Lake, tough. We're in a conference of really a lot of contenders. Meanwhile, Eau Claire North and Memorial get thrown into a conference traditionally that has been tough. DC Everest, Stevens Point, Marshfield, all traditional powerhouses. Maybe not this year.
Right. And the free throw now good, 84-52. Chippewa into the forecourt. And we're going to continue to follow these cards because Monday night we're back. Chi-High and Onalaska here, a non-conference game on WDOGL. The Hilltoppers traditionally very good as well. Final 15 seconds. G. Mason out on top. Carter Robidek on defense. They're going to let him dribble it out. 8-7-6. We're going to have our final score, 84-52. The Cardinals, 3-2-1. 84-52. Chippewa wins it by 32. Before we head to the post game, let me just tell you to stick around for the post-Glass and Mirror post game show. But again, we're grateful to so many of our sponsors, including Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, where their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WDOGO. Post-Glass and Mirror post game show. Couple minutes away. Back in a moment on WDOGO.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Coach Pru, 84-52. You guys start 8-0. You had an 8-0 run right at the start of the second half. An impressive showing by your club.
Yeah, I like the way that we started the game. That was a big emphasis of ours. We were pretty disappointed at how we started against Spash, and we wanted to fix that, and the guys did. They responded really well. Got off to a great start, did some really good things throughout, and then responded in the second half, too, and made that nice little push that we were expecting and wanting out of halftime.
Your defense, I mean, Kansas Smith particularly, that guy is just the intensity, and I love the defense from your team. It's just fun to watch.
Yeah, it just trickles down. It starts with Kansas. Kansas is a four-year varsity guy. He's been through it, and he's a warrior, and he's going to get after it, and we know that. And everybody else just steps up what they're doing when they see that and play harder. And it's just down the line. All those seniors did a great job tonight, and then the juniors off the bench really filled in nice.
North, a young club, but, I mean, in the second half especially some of their guys kind of pushed it a little bit more in terms of number 24, Roxfald, taking it to you a little bit more.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's long. He's 6'6". He's skilled. We had him marked on the scouting report as a guy to watch out for. He hasn't broken out yet, and we didn't want that to happen against us. And I thought we did a nice job in the first half of kind of clamping down on that. And he got free a little bit in the second half, and he's a good player.
Two other things. One is I think this game showed your death. Easton Bob, I think, had 7 points in the second half. Here's a guy, he's not the sixth or seventh man, but you can bring him in, and you got guys on that bench that can contribute farther down the bench.
Absolutely, and we knew that going in. Everybody returning from last year, we knew that we were going to have a lot of depth and a lot of buy-in, too. Guys pushing each other in practice, and you can just look down the bench and just point at a guy and know that they're going to give you all they got.
What about on Alaska Monday night?
They're going to be tough. It's going to be a really, really tough challenge for us. They got everybody back as well, and they're I don't know what their ranking is, but they should be in the top two or three up in Division II. So it's going to be a tough one for us. We're going to come and compete and see how we do.
We'll see you then, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's head coach Jason Prue here in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show on WOGO. And, yeah, here we've got it. On Alaska is actually third ranked in Division II, so they'll be here on Monday night. Our slated pregame is 6:55. We will get more of the postgame. Stick around with that. It's coming after these words on WOGO Sports.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All right, FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com as we bring you the post-class and mirror post-game show. Dave Check, how about those numbers?
All right, leading the way for Eau Claire North. Besson winds up with 18. Roxbold wound up with 16. Turnover margin was in Chi-High's favor. It looks like they had 20. We had a total of 17 on the night. We had a total of 12 on the night. So, you know, real big advantage in the turnovers. Also a huge advantage in the offensive rebounds. I know offensive rebounds for Eau Claire North, I only keep track of just a little bit. I think they had about five, but we had over 10, I think, in the first half alone of offensive rebounds. So you called that as a key to the game, and it was a big key to the game. When they got a few offensive rebounds, they got put-back points out of it, but for the most part, it was put-back points for Chi-High all night long. Cardinals wind up on the game 10 for 25 shooting from the three-point line. From the 2 points, it was 25 for 44, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Anybody running stats is going to realize that adds up to 86 points. So all I can tell you is plus or minus 2 is the best I can give you. Minarski, I've got him at 7 for 17 on the night, 21 points and 12 rebounds for a double-double. Crumbaker, 6 for 11, 14 points, 2 rebounds. Smith was 4 for 9, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Tomczak, 7 for 13, 15 points, and 10 rebounds for a double-double for him as well. Gubnet Mason, 4 for 4 shooting, 9 points. I think at one point I said he was 5 for 5, but it was 4. Bob comes in and has 4 for 7, 9 points, and 3 rebounds. And finally, Johnson comes in, 2 for 2. And 4 rebounds. A couple other Cardinals contributing, but again, when you have 17 players play, that's going to happen. But that's the Cardinal stats for you.
It's a good, and thank you so much, Dave. You do a great job with that. The color and the stats, appreciate it. And I want that official scorer next to you all season. That's a good deal. This is a fun team to watch, isn't it?
It is. And we've saw a lot of good things. And like I said, a key to this team is going to be the fact that, you know, all these guys can shoot three-pointers, but Tomczak being able to go in and out. And Minarski as well. And like I said, you know, he's exactly the same as his dad who's right in front of us right now, Eric. When you got a kid that can go inside and out like that and grab a rebound no matter what, you know, we used to have a guy like that named Jay Skalecki, and I think you remember
him. I do remember him, yeah.
You know, they're just tough to stop because you can't put a big guy on him because they can't hang with him outside on the three-point line. And you put a little guy on him, they're just going to dominate you down low. So
people talk about those guys being willing to do the dirty work, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they just have a knowledge of the game. You know, some guys, it's almost like a premonition knowing where that ball is going to bounce. And you know your body can do that. If you get a sense for, is the ball going to go off the front of the rim, back of the rim, by the way the guy shot it, you can't think about it. You just have to do it, and those guys know how to do it.
84-52, the Cards by 32, so there had to be a lot of highlights. Let's listen on the post-class and mirror post-game show. Across the timeline, left side, G. Mason. Picked up defensively there by Besson. Down low, Mason off the glass and two. To Tomczak. The big fella looking for his first point. Spin, got it. G, bounce pass down low to Tomczak. Tomczak in the crowd, misses the shot, fights for his own rebound, has it knocked away, scoops it back to Johnson. He'll drive right side. Minarski, one dribble, shot on the way, got it. And the Crumbaker on the left. Crumbaker left side, off glass and two, and the Cardinals lead at 27-7. Cardinal lead by 20 points now. Their biggest of the night. The Huskies trying to find something offensively. Open three off the left side. No good for C.J. Scheffler. Ahead on the Cardinals to the break. And Tomczak for the slam and a foul on Scheffler at the other end. He missed the shot. The Cards ahead to Tomczak for the slam and the foul. Cutting Jackson Tomczak to the glass, off glass and in. And again, Jackson inside and outside. Two.
That can shoot every
right.
One like
Crumbaker
this.
For three. Got it.
Like that. You got plenty of guys that can shoot those on this team.
And the break at the other end. The shot no good by Google. Rebound comes down to the Huskies, and the Cards may have committed. There's G. Mason driving left baseline. Shot up and in for G. Mason, and the Cards go up by 25. It's to Crumbaker. The left-hander drives. Jump stop, up and in. Puts it in. And those, my friends, are just the first half highlights. And so, obviously, there were some highlights we want to bring you from the second half that we have not yet brought, because those other ones you've heard both in the Hy-V halftime show. Let's get these as well in the post-class and mirror post-game show. Cardinals going right to left. Tomczak, deep right corner. Minarski out on top. He's feeling it for three. Got it.
And the foul.
Oh, man. Looking to get it in. Krumbaker, Wiedemeyer. Will drive. There's Krumbaker. The lefty takes it on the left side, puts it up. No good. Rebound Jackson. Tomczak, two more for Chippewa. I work it down low. Tomczak, left hand, faking. Got his defenders up in the air. Put it in. Krumbaker shot up and in. Sit down. Krumbaker. Left side, Zeke Johnson. Baseline takes it to the hole and two. Zeke Johnson, nice play. Kansas Smith. He's going to drive right hand and got it. Nice job by Kansas Smith. That was. And we're going to close it on that in terms of the highlights in this game. But, again, the Chi-High offense and defense, it's the combination of things. But very entertaining brand of basketball. And having just seen these guys, I can't wait to see them against Onalaska on Monday night.
Yeah, exactly. It's an exciting team to watch and see how they play together as a team. And a true test is going to be on Monday night. You know, certainly we know what to expect out of Onalaska. The Cardinals and how they compete with them is going to I think tell a lot of people how this team's going to shape up in the Big Rivers.
Again, the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show here on WDOGO, wrapping with the Wogo Sports calendar. It's tomorrow night. It's the McDonald Boys versus Colfax at Stout. Again, hear me right. It's an 8:25 pregame, 8:45 tip, so join us for that one here on WDOGO Sports. Then back at it Monday, the Chi-High Boys at home against Onalaska. The targeted pregame, 6:55, or after the JV game, 15 minutes after the JV game. Tuesday and Thursday, hockey next week, as that comes your way on Tuesday night. But an earlier start time for the girls' hockey team against the ECA Stars. It's a 4:40 pregame and a 5 o'clock drop of the puck. And then also two nights later, as the Chi-High boys' hockey team skating at Hobbs against Eau Claire North, that's a 6:40 pregame, the usual. And then a week from tonight, Chi-High boys back at home against Hudson, a 6:55 pregame or after 15 minutes after JV. So, again, going to be a good, 15 minutes, I should say, is when the game is after. But, again, a fun team, 3-0, make it 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in the conference for Chi-High. And, boy, they stay healthy. They're certainly going to compete for a Big Rivers Conference title.
Yeah, and like we've been saying all night, just an exciting team to watch. You know, some teams just don't have that. This team does. They're fun to watch. When they put the effort in, when they're excited about playing and playing 100%, you know, it rubs off on the fans. The fans start shouting a little bit more, and then everybody sees it.
Last thing to close with, FBLA's foster care donation drive going on here at Chi-High, the business group. And, in fact, what's going on? Through December 13th, they need all sorts of things, and from diapers to shampoo to tennis shoes to coloring books, everything must be new, nail polish, games and toys, stuffed animals, you name it. Again, why donate? To support children in Chippewa County foster care. You can win prizes. Each person who donates at a spring event, a sporting event, will be entered to win a prize, including $20 gift certificates to Mason Shoe, Chippewa Family Restaurant, Jacobson's Meat Market, and more, or Chippewa Steel tickets. So bring some things to the game on Monday night. That is one of the places and the ways you can donate here coming up, and we'll look forward to seeing you here. Other area events going on through the 13th, gymnastics invitational, you name it, sporting events you can contribute, and in the community at Mason Retail Store, the Heidi Center, Jacobson's Ace in downtown Orwasota. Dave Check, thanks so much for your color and your stats, and we'll talk to you on Monday night.
All right, sounds good. Right. Take care, Hubble.
Chippewa, the winner. Again, they won in overtime, the JV team winning 55-53 earlier. An exciting contest and a great lead-in to this one. Chi-High, the winner in this boys' varsity tilt by a final of 84-52. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Our thanks to Zach Wycheck back at our WDOGO studio. Again, until tomorrow night from UW Stout, we'll bring you Mac Boys against Colfax in what should be a great one. The Mac Boys coming off a win over the second-ranked D5 team in the state. Columbus Catholic last night. Macs are ranked third in the state in D5, so it should be good against a talented Colfax team as well. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station. Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.